The problem has become quite dramatic. In fact, I got a bunch of phone calls just this morning before heading to work that the line at the passport office was down a hallway, down to a flight of stairs, and out to the road. It's sort of like trying to get tickets to a rock concert, you know, where you have to get up at midnight and get first in line. And, yeah, it's a real problem, and it's not going away.
Doesn't reflect terribly well on the Marshall Islands government, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, this was an accident waiting to happen, wasn't it? One machine and only one staff member, I gather, who is fully trained in operating that machine.
Yeah, and in fact, the machine broke a couple of years back, so it's not the first time around. You know, the lack of backup is a critical problem in a place like this where you just have to have backup options for everything, because you can't just walk down the street and pick something up like this. Of course, you know, there's donors, you know, the U.S. border control, and, you know, there's so many people who are prepared to contribute to making sure something like this functions. But in any event, the machine is working, but they're limiting to only 75 a week, and that they're doing now, and they've got a 500 backlog, and they've got literally hundreds and hundreds of people standing in line trying to get their applications in. So, you know, something will have to break loose on this pretty soon, because, you know, it's just really obvious that people are not getting very good service on this. They just can't get passports done normally, just like, you know, any country you go in, you put your application in, and, you know, you get your passport after a couple of weeks. Well, it's not working like that here. In fact, at the moment, I'm just over at the passport location, and it's just, yeah, it looks like, you know, it's just people packed up, stairway, cars parked, everybody standing around. I mean, this is, you know, people must have been in line before 4 or 5 a.m.
Any suggestion that the government might have thought or might now be thinking about buying at least one extra machine? I mean, surely they have to have a contingency plan, don't they?
Well, we're living in the Marshall Islands, and it seems like a lot of these things happen here. And I just don't know if anybody's talking about doing that. But given this current crisis in passport production, let's hope that somebody is taking a look from higher on to get it solved.
For those obviously seeking to get a passport, I suppose it might take their minds off another problem at the moment, which Marshall Islands is wrestling with, the question of drought. I mean, where do the Marshall stand at the moment? How serious is it getting?
Well, we had this past month, March, was a serious, showed us the strength of the drought. We just got trace rainfall throughout the month, so essentially no rainfall. And we had a little on Friday, but yeah, we're in the middle of this El Nino drought, and it's showing pretty similar conditions to 1998, the last really big El Nino, and that's caused the water company just over the weekend to announce that they're going to cut back water service, which already was being rationed to just 4 hours one day every week, to 4 hours one day every 2 weeks. So that'll put more stress on people trying to, you know, locate water, although the government has set up units around the island where people can go and fill up, and this is using reverse osmosis manufactured water to provide relief for people. So there are ways to get water, but people are just spending an awful lot of time getting it and moving it around.